Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Breaking news, Big Al Mac has been discriminated against on his dating profile.
I'm very upset.
What happened, Al?
I took your cue, and I did text a picture of my foot to my ex that I did yesterday. And haven't heard from him. Hadn't heard from him in 15 years. A long time. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to put a picture of my foot that I posted yesterday on my social media. I'm going to put it on my Bumble profile. So I did. Doesn't take long. I just deleted a picture of me and my little cute dog, Curtis, and I replaced it with a picture of my left foot.
Okay.
About 90 seconds later, picture's gone. I get a note from Bumble that says I'm violating their guidelines, and they deleted my foot picture.
What?
I'm surprised they didn't delete the entire profile.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
They don't want them pervy feet on there.
It's not pervy. What? It's me.
Nobody wants to see that.
He's full.
What guideline is that violating?
He's showing all of his body. This is what you're getting if you get in a relationship with Big Al Mac. You can get them feet.
Very, very
offended. I stand with Bumble.
Bumble bans mirror selfies and other dumb photos from users' accounts. That's what
Thank
the headline
you.
Says.
Well, I stand with you, Al.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a stand on my other foot.
Yeah, I stand with you on your feet, sir. All right, Kid Nation, we got your password coming up in about 5 minutes for Beat the Bank.
Extreme.
But first, how about we play a little game?
It's time to know your... I don't have the instrumental backing track yet, but it's the same boo right there.
All right. Time to know your boo, everybody. Fun new game we're going to play this Halloween. Here is your host, Nick Adams.
Hello.
Hello.
In Trey's room.
Wait, he's just
you
the
can't
voice.
See me.
Nick came dressed as a ghost today. That's why you can't see him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, guys, we're going to see how well you guys know each other. We have three teams. We have Kelly and Big Al,
Yay.
JC and Jenna, and part-time Justin and Anna.
Okay.
Justin's in studio right now. Justin, are you dressed as you look like Post Malone without the tattoos?
No, he's Bob Ross.
Oh, sexy Bob Ross.
I thought you were Post Malone, too.
No, he's Bob Ross. I knew you were Bob Ross.
Yes, thank you.
Even without the paint, I knew he was Bob Ross. Look at that hair.
He's got the easel.
I was looking for a bigger fro, but they were all fresh out.
So yeah,
this is a Steven Universe wig.
You look like pre-Malone.
Pre-Malone.
I really thought you were. Until now I'm seeing your paint palette. I just saw you walking in the hall. I thought you
it
were Post Malone.
It is denim.
I've been painting trees all day, Kelly.
You need to intro it with a little tree. Yeah,
I didn't say that.
I'm just
going to
put a little tree
by
right
the way,
here. Right.
Speaking of Post Malone, he is in town.
He is.
He's in town. My friend got a picture with him.
Oh, where
hey,
was he?
Hey, Post, give us a call.
Down.
Or come by.
Uptown.
Down in Uptown.
By the way.
Well, down from me, you know.
You were here yesterday when I found out. Post Malone follows me on Twitter.
Hold on.
That's awesome.
I told you that.
Kelly, we told you this.
I remember this
because I asked you
at all.
I asked you to contact Post because I was trying to hang out. Remember when I gave that donation for Omaze?
Zero recollection of that conversation.
I said,
it's just Kelly does not pay attention to us.
No.
We were in here like, Kelly, Post follows you, DM him.
DM.
I have no recollection of that.
I put a bunch of money in to hang out with Post Malone for that raffle, and then I saw that he was following you, so I asked you to go into his DMs and say, hey, JC wants to hang out with you.
Nope, play me the tape. I don't remember that at all.
We'll find it.
Well, it was all right.
Let's
play
really
our game.
Like, excited.
Yeah. Back to you, Nick.
Yeah, so Know Your Boo is going to be a little bit like the match game and a little bit like the newlywed game.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Just throw them together. So, first up, Kelly and Al.
All right.
Here we go.
Answer this question.
Okay.
Kelly, tell me, what is Big Al's biggest fear?
Roaches.
Roaches. Big Al, your answer?
Cockroaches.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
I would have answered commitment.
I've seen him in this room screaming from it.
Yeah.
He is.
The infestation.
Yeah.
Nailed that one
with.
On the head.
He is the worst when it comes to roaches.
Kelly and Al are on the board. Jenna and JC, you are up.
Okay.
JC, tell me, how would Jenna like to die in a horror movie?
I think she said before that she wanted to be stabbed by the bad guy.
Jenna?
Yes!
Correct.
I said stabbed in a home invasion.
Let's go!
Yes.
A home invader's
a bad guy. Yeah,
that
is
a bad guy. Wow,
Kelly.
JC.
I listen.
That was good.
Let's go! I'm like, Kelly, I listen.
Remember that Post Malone thing.
Tie game, 1-1. Justin and Anna, let's try and get you guys on the board. Anna, what is the most horrific date Justin has ever been on?
Ooh, that one time that the guy ditched him and then broke his arm.
Oh, okay. Yes, that was a good one.
Justin?
But probably the one where I dated the homeless man in the park.
Oh, yes! 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 That was a good favorite stories ever.
Justin dated a homeless guy.
Dated the homeless guy before he realized he was homeless.
Yes. Ah. We shared a beer.
Ew!
I want you to tell that story again.
Oh, man. Couldn't get his phone number home.
I'd take homeless hands rubbing my body.
Jenna, it's fine. But first, we need to give him this
back
password.
Rubs.
All right. Time for your password. We'll take a break right now. Commercial break for you.
No.
Not a commercial break. I know, Nick. I'm saying it's a commercial break from the actual game.
Okay. Oh, just a small.
Just a small little tidbit break to give you this password for Beat the Bank Extreme. Our password this hour is skeleton.
Extreme.
Skeleton is your password, so we'll have you call within 10 minutes. And now back to the game, everybody. Okay,
to remind everyone of the scores, Kelly and Al, Jenna and JC both have a point.
Yes.
Justin and Anna have 0 points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
We're going to go back to Kelly and Al.
Okay.
So, Big Al,
yo,
if Kelly could date a classic Halloween killer, mm-hmm. who would it be?
Jason.
Who?
I have no idea what
Jason.
Said.
Jason.
Kelly?
Jason.
I wrote down Jason from Friday because you know
Whoa!
What? I knew that would be the only name of any scary person he could remember.
And so you answered it for Al.
I wrote down because I knew it would be Jason. I'm trying to think which ones with the names he would know.
Right.
It would either be Jason or Freddy Krueger. Not go with Freddy Krueger. I just went with Jason. I figured he'd remember that name.
Yeah,
Mike Myers is good too.
Mike Myers would be good too.
It's a great gameplay.
Reason for me to date any of these. But that, yay!
Boom! We are in sync today. We are in sync.
You guys are
killing it. Killing it. Big time.
Okay. So, Jenna and JC, you are up. All right. If JC was going to eat a part of Jenna's body, what part would he eat?
The butt.
JC, your answer?
Your boy wants some rump roast. Of course you gotta eat the butt.
Oh, we had this conversation extensively.
That's got the best meat.
JC and I have really messed up conversations sometimes. That was good.
Of course. JC, I can't look at Jenna right now.
JC and Jenna have 2 points. Kelly and Al have 2 points.
Mm-hmm. The butt.
Justin and Anna, let's get you on the board.
Yes.
All right, Justin, tell me. Justin, tell me, what was Anna's Halloween costume last year?
A unicorn.
Anna?
What?
What?
I was at your party.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So there's still that.
Pretty good.
And I wasn't a unicorn, I was an alien, but it's okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, last year I was a ghost. I just did the sheet. We used it yesterday.
In fact, I believe she said it on the show yesterday.
So that was me last year.
Yeah, it's okay.
You don't know your boo.
You don't understand. No. Yesterday in the room when we found out we were doing this, we're like, you two are going to kill all of us.
Because y'all hang out so much.
We do.
Justin and Anna hang out every weekend and after work, and they hang out all the time.
And I don't see Kelly after Friday at 10 a.m. until Monday morning at 6.
Well, Kelly and Al have 2 points. JC and Jenna have 2 points. Justin and Anna have 0.
Okay. This is where it might start to fall apart.
No, I think we got it.
It's okay.
Kelly and Al.
Oh, no. Okay.
You are up here. Al, tell me, when is the last time Kelly killed it in the bedroom?
What? How could you possibly, right?
What?
How could you possibly know this?
Well, I'm Alan.
I'm going to say...
Abracadabra.
I know something. I called out. No,
we'll find out what you know.
I'm going to say night before last. And only because this past night, she got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make macaroni.
Right, yeah. Good call, Al.
Okay. Kelly, your answer?
Last Sunday morning.
The weekend, now.
Before church.
We talked about this before, if y'all paid attention.
Yeah, we only do it on the weekend morning.
It's
only on the weekends.
We're tired.
I know Kelly's laundry list of activity. It's the weekends, because we're tired.
Yes. The day the Lord has made.
We're ready for some football.
Hey, we're married.
Bless.
That's God approved.
Kelly and Al still have 2 points. Jenna and JC.
If you would have thought about that, we would have gotten
it.
Jenna and JC could take the lead here. So, Jenna, tell me, what is JC's favorite scary movie?
This one's hard, but I know a movie that you think is really scary that you love, and I said The Strangers.
JC, your answer?
The Strangers!
Yeah! We blew it out.
I've talked talked about that one many times.
Sorry.
Remember I said I want to dress up like them for Halloween?
I know. You think that one's really scary.
With 3 points, JC and Jenna are in the lead. Let's go to Justin and Anna, who have zero.
Justin looks so sad right now.
Yeah, he does.
That's fine. It's just
is it all right, Bobby Ross?
It's reminding me that we lost our ping pong tournament against you guys.
No, oh, no. True. We'll have him paid up.
All right.
Wait, you're Bob Ross? I thought you were Post Malone.
No.
All right, Anna, tell me, what is the scariest piece of clothing in Justin's closet?
I'm going to say that big shirt he has with a very scary werewolf on it.
Wearing it tonight.
I would say the scariest one are those jorts he wears because they're so short.
They get shorter every time he wears them.
Yeah. Those legs are sexy.
Okay, here we go. So the point total is Jenna and JC have 3. Second place is Kelly and Al with 2 points. Justin and Anna, 1 point.
Turn up.
All right, final round here, guys. Kelly and Al.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, tell me, what body part on Big Al is so sexy it's scary?
His belly.
Belly.
It is pretty. Cuddle up next.
Yeah, right.
About that ass she put.
Yeah,
Big Al.
That's not sexy.
No, the belly.
That's just flat scary.
What'd you say, Al?
Lips.
Lips. Best kisser in the office.
You want to go say the chest? You want the hot chest contest?
Every time you talk about your lips, I
gag.
We need to quit doing it.
Scary.
Very
so sexy and scary. My lips are so scary.
I said your cuddly belly.
I'm trying to say that with so much love.
I do. I want to talk to it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's into it, dude.
Okay. All right.
I'm not joking.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well,
my husband lost weight. I was a little bit sad because I was like, I have that warm, gushy belly.
Kelly's down with the dad bod, bro.
I love dad bod.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. JC and Jenna have gotten every point right so far. Let's see if they can get this last question right to close out the whole series here. What moment from the radio show still haunts Jenna to this day? JC.
I'm going to say it's that day she told the story about the co-ed soccer game, and then she gave us this soundbite.
What? You can't handle
she
it?
She hates that.
Yes, Jenna? I can't handle it because you're right. Yes. That's it.
Let's go.
Wow.
I hate this last round.
I hate it. I feel like the Houston Astros from last night.
Yeah.
Out strong, but we're not winning.
I came in and hit that 2-run home run.
Yeah.
JC and Jenna are the clear winners of this game, but we'll just give Justin and Anna one last chance to make it look like they're friends.
We got this one.
To make it look like they're friends.
Okay, so Justin, tell me, what is Anna's favorite piece of Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Reese's what?
The cup.
I'm debating lying, but no, it's not Reese's.
Snickers.
No.
Twix.
No.
Three Musketeers.
Uh-uh.
Skittles.
No.
Nope.
Justin, this is Anna. Anna, this is Justin.
I want to give you a break.
Gummies.
Oh,
give her a
Kit Kat.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me up a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Okay. Well, Jenna and JC know their boo. They have 4 points.
Yes.
They are the clear winners.
Nice.
We win.
Kelly and I,
second
place, 2 points. Jenna, or sorry, Justin and Anna, 1 point.
Yes, work, mistress.
Work strangers.
Still getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Work strangers. Yeah. We should hang out more.
Yes.
Are you ready?
That was fun.
That was a fun game.
That was fun, Nick.
Know your boo. All right, Good Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, we're looking for caller number 7. No. 13.
Are you?
Yeah.
Halloween, let's go scary on it. Caller number 13. Get in here. Make sure you know that password. Choose the right vault, and you could walk away with $5,000. Is it going to happen? We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
After your dogs, people.
Uh-huh. Or just don't walk in the grass. Be careful when you're walking in the grass and cutting through yards.
Be careful. Yeah, be out there. Careful with that stuff.
And you walk into your house and step on the carpet and it's too late.
Right.
That is scary right there. Bringing our contestant, Jackie, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
What? I'm good. What's up, y'all?
Just hanging. Are you dressed up this morning?
No one dresses up at work. It's fun.
What kind of company do you work at?
The best real estate company in DFW.
Okay. So you do a little... You can sell some houses dressing up, I think.
I do a lot of paperwork. Not necessarily selling, but that's okay.
Yeah, you good. You good. All right. Well, I know you're probably getting into work. You got lots to do today, so you want to win some money and spend it all on yourself, huh, Jackie?
Nope. Me and my bugs.
Oh, you and your bugs?
Yeah, I'm a buggy bear.
Aw. I dressed up as a booger today.
I dressed up as a booger today.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie. Well, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Skeleton.
Password accepted.
Nice. All right. That is the correct password. Now you get to pick one of the vaults that we have left. Jackie, which one would you like?
I'm going to pick 8.
Vault number 8. All right. That's a good one. Let's go with number 8. Here is our angel, Kelly Raspberry, to tell you how we play the game.
Yes, you're going to be with the banker who's going to call out dollar amounts that increase in value. They only go up. They never go back. And they're going to go higher and higher. You have to yell stop before the vault door closes, because if it does, you get nothing. Now, the dollar amounts could go as high as $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000. But if the banker says any amount ending in the word 1,000, that is as high as it's going to go. And you have to yell stop, because the vault's going to close.
Mm-hmm. Regardless.
Regardless. So good luck. I know you know how to play.
All right.
Good luck to you.
All right, let's play this spooky version of
Beat the Bank Extreme.
$120. $170. $240. $350. $400. $480. $540. $670. $780.
Stop.
Okay.
Make it stop.
We got you, girl. $780.
All yours.
You can buy 780 things at the dollar store.
You could.
Yes, Riley,
woo! Oh, is Boog in there with you, Riley?
Yeah, she didn't have to be to school till 8, so we had to park, y'all. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Oh, man, I hope she's super excited. I know she's probably cheering you on right there.
Are you excited, Riley? Yeah!
Yeah, Riley! Your mama just won a bunch of money. She's going to buy you something nice. But
her birthday's coming up.
Oh, well, happy early birthday to Riley. And
you know what we got to do.
Yeah, Jackie, you got the $780. That's yours. Let's see how high it would have gone, though.
Every drop, girl.
Dude, is that back-to-back?
Yeah.
Less than a second vault closing?
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome. Jackie, congratulations. You played that perfectly. Hang on, we'll set you up through money, okay?
All right, thank you, guys. I've been listening since I was 5 years old. I love y'all.
Aww, thank you,
Jackie. We love you too, Jackie, and happy early birthday to Riley. Passing the torch off to Riley so she can keep listening. Right
there you go.
Bam. That's cool. We have another password, by the way, in about 35 minutes, Kid Nation. So make sure you're listening for that. We'll have you playing in less than an hour. And you could maybe find that $5,000 vault. Maybe $2,000 vault. Maybe $1,000 vault. They're out there still. But right now, how about we do our parade of costumes that we have here at the office?
Okay. Yes, I purposely not looked at some of them in the ladies' room because I want to guess.
You want to guess what they are?
Because I heard one of them's kind of questionable. Like, you have to really think about it.
Yeah, one requires a little explanation.
Yeah.
So we'll kick it off first here with Cammie.
Yeah. Watch KTV.com, everybody.
KTV.com.
You got a gold suit on. Uh-huh.
With wings.
Some wings.
Uh-huh.
You got very colorful hair.
Covered with face tattoos.
Yeah, what's that number, Al?
69.
Okay, I'll nice. 69. So something right. to do with Tekashi 69, I would assume.
69.
69.
Oh, 6'9", okay.
Are you?
Uh-oh, we're behind a microphone for you.
Here.
Hello?
There you are.
I am a snitch. I'm dressed as the golden snitch from Harry Potter with wings.
Oh.
Gold.
Gotcha.
And then I'm also Tekashi. I'm a snitch.
You're a mashup.
Yes.
Woo. Really good.
Very creative. Good. If I watched Harry Potter, I would have so gotten that.
Anna got it because she's dressed as a wizard.
Bravo. Thank you.
Are you for what? Puffledorf?
What?
Hufflepuff.
I am a Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next.
All right. Coming up next. Olivia.
Hi.
My high five buddy.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah, we high five now. She doesn't walk past me.
Did she go as a high five for Halloween?
No, she didn't. I thought she would have.
Can you tell what I am?
Yep.
JC, no.
Black turtleneck.
Uh-huh.
A chain.
Mm-hmm.
A fanny pack.
Fanny pack.
Mm-hmm. And pink hair.
Uh-huh.
That's her hair anyway.
You guys talked about him earlier today.
The Rock?
Yes, The Rock. Oh,
The Rock.
In the 80s.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yes.
Give us The Rock pose that he has in the picture, right? He does like that weird.
I have my tissue in my fanny pack.
You have a tissue?
Because he put his arm on the tissue.
Whoa. Man, you went through extreme measures. Look at that.
I see.
You studied that.
Wow. I love it.
Did.
All right.
Good job.
Perfect.
Good job, Olivia.
Good job, Olivia. All right, here comes Blake.
Blakey.
Blake, where's your other crutch at?
I don't know where it is.
Okay, because you always lose your crutches around the office.
No, I know where it is.
Okay.
Okay. You have on what looks to be a cow costume.
It's Eeyore.
It's Eeyore.
Have you ever watched Winnie the Pooh?
A cow. Cows are black and white.
I have a bow on the
table. Oh, yes, you do.
All right. Sorry, I can't show the camera that, but...
Eeyore.
Can you talk like Eeyore?
It's like really low and slow, right? I can't do it. But, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job.
Bye, Eeyore.
You have another one? Oh, wow.
Eeyore kind of sounds like Patrick from SpongeBob, but depressed.
Is this coming in?
That's, I believe, Amy.
I love Amy's costume.
She's dressed in green.
I love this,
she's
Amy.
Got a box on her head.
Do you guys know what
wings.
It is?
A box on her head with
wings?
Yellow.
No, remember? Look at what
it's
she
box,
is.
It's and it has
a bird.
Wings.
Bird.
It's Amy.
Bird.
Yeah. Bird box.
Bird box.
Oh.
Challenge. I'm going to work the whole time with this box on my head.
Now, I just saw,
I love it, Amy. That's very clever.
I saw Amy come back from the bathroom, and I don't know if she's doing a bit because she's keeping the box on at all times,
yes.
And she's reaching out to feel where she's walking.
The method actor.
Thank you.
You didn't want to put holes in that thing?
No.
No, she can't look. Remember the movie? Did you all not watch the movie?
I watched the movie. You could put the black, like a little black lace so you could still kind of look.
Oh, yeah. Well, she could have done a blindfold over the box.
I'm cheating. I'm looking at people's feet.
On another
note, I love that. That's very clever.
You. If KidNation.com is messed up today, we know why. Because Amy can't see.
Yeah, Amy can't see what she's doing out there.
Okay.
All right, this one's the door. This one's the one that may require some explanation.
I love Lacey.
Okay.
Here's Lacey.
Incredible.
She's dressed a little bit like Pennywise. She's got the Demi Lovato face makeup thing.
Uh-huh.
She
uh-huh.
has a sign on her hip that says, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bit.
Oh, okay.
I'm 100% that it. I don't play tag. I've been it. So I'm Lizzo as the it. Yes.
Okay.
Lizzo, love.
Thank you. I'm always super complicated. That's why I have to have a sign. I am right. that person. But I do have signs on me so you can tell what I'm supposed to be.
Very good, Lacey.
Shout out to the people that wear costumes that require explanations and signs.
Thank you, Booger.
Shout out.
I appreciate that.
Right.
Thank you,
Booger.
You need a sign.
Shout out.
I think we determined Al was a piece of chewed up gum, though.
No, I'm a booger.
Color.
No, I'm booger.
Okay.
All right, happy Halloween.
Your makeup's really good, though.
Thank you.
Pennywise part.
Thank you. I stayed the night with Justin last night. I'm committed. I needed Justin to do my makeup. This was a two-man project. I couldn't do this on my own.
Yeah.
So,
Your husband let you stay with another guy all night long?
Yeah.
He was cool with it?
It was cool.
Wow.
Yeah. It was cool. It was innocent.
You're progressive people.
How is he as a host? Very nice. He had stew. He had chicken stew whenever I got there.
Aww.
We cooked together and then slept and woke up and did makeup. It was very nice. His house was really, really clean.
So nice.
I thought it was like that all the time. He did tell me he cleaned because I was coming over.
Yeah, you got to clean
really
for
him. Impressed.
Was he a gentleman and gave you the bed and he slept on the couch?
Yeah, we both slept in the bed.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
I want to sleep in the best part of the house.
Yeah.
I don't want to sleep on the couch. He would have given me the bed, but I was like, it's fine.
Okay.
I did ask him what size bed. Because
if my girlfriend came over, I would sleep with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
If there was only, yeah, why not?
We're talking about a guy and a girl. What size
bed?
They're
friends. They're not there.
And he wasn't super drunk.
Queen. His queen size bed.
He gets dangerous when he's
sleeping. No, making out. Yeah. I know he kisses. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he gets a little touchy when he...
Oh, just about a queen size bed.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
I thought he had a full, but no.
No, queen.
I was wrong.
Uh-huh.
Well, you look good, Lacey.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Everybody looks great. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Right now, you can get a queen for the size of a twin if you're not careful.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
For the price.
Yeah. For the price of a queen. Yeah. Twin, yeah.
What's that you got, Al?
I got a king.
What's up, king?
Yeah,
buddy.
My king.
Any more? We already looked at Post Malone, a.k.a. Bob Ross, right? Justin?
I think that's it. Oh, we could get Bossman George in here.
He's already gone.
He left.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd he go? Oh, what's up, Justin?
He had an
a work thing.
No, he's already
gone. Thanks.
What do you dress up as?
Wild turkey.
Wild turkey, yeah. The whole the uppers are dressing up as drinks.
Yeah. This is part one of our Halloween celebration. We're also doing a potluck, and I got my my dish ready, so you guys can go check it out.
Or what'd you make again?
I made a Dex Cuttery board, my dog.
Or it was Road Killery board.
It could be Road Killery, but I wanted to play homage to my dog.
So it's dead dog board.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. I'll post it on my Instagram after this break, yeah, so you can see what it looks like.
I felt really good after you had my mac and cheese.
I already had a bowl of Kelly Raspberry's mac and cheese, and it is...
recipe.
Everybody get some chicken fried ribs?
I have one, yep.
They're cold.
Good? Oh, good, cold.
You can heat them in the microwave real quick.
Yeah, heat them up in the microwave. Yeah, I'm going to try some for sure.
Yeah.
But Kelly's taste, the way she's dressed.
Like an angel?
Yeah, it's just heavenly.
Thank you.
Angel, Matt.
Yes. I got up at 3:30 to make it.
You did?
Yeah. I did.
Everybody woke up early for Halloween. Justin woke up early to give Lacey her makeup.
Yeah.
Kelly got up early to do the mac and cheese.
I didn't. I didn't get up early. I didn't.
Nah, man.
I'm just going to be totally transparent. I did not get up early. Look at me.
I set my stuff last night. Got it ready to go.
I got up early to go to Walmart to get my sheet dressed like a book.
But well done.
Yeah. Thanks, Al, for doing
it. Put it back on again. Yeah. I forgot what it
was. You've worn your costume for about 10 seconds today. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, we're going to keep it spooky here because coming up next, Jenna's going to tell you what those nightmares most of us have been having for years.
Yeah, y'all have a lot of nightmares. And JC, you're telling me your kids have nightmares. There's a reason for that.
Okay.
It's very common for children to have nightmares. But I'll tell you about some of the most common nightmares, including a couple from Kid Nation that have been submitted. And one involves a member of the show's spouse.
Oh,
so that cuts down to me.
What if it's me?
Kelly, possibly Nick. He's married. Trey's married. Okay. White Cheddar. We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are 20 minutes away from another password for Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Jackie just walked out with $780 out of the possible $780 in her vault. Less than a second left before that door closed, and she pulled it all out. So it's your turn coming up shortly. We also have the Showbiz Top 5 in about 20 minutes. But right now, we're going to do a Halloween-themed version of Jenna's dream reading. These are all going to be nightmares.
Oh.
On my screen.
And in fact, we have a better song.
Yeah, yeah. This.
Yeah, let's hit it. Yeah. These are all nightmares that we have had, so you're going to give us some that most people have.
I'm going to talk a little bit about nightmares, because I've been getting a lot of messages lately. Some of y'all have very dark dreams, and there's some simple reasons behind it. Did you know?
We're going to enjoy our apple cider mimosas while you do the dreams.
Yeah.
Thank
so, you know, we get into this REM sleep, right? The rapid eye movement. They say nightmares, the reason they're so vivid for us is that actually comes at the end, right? In a much deeper sleep. So sometimes it'll be the last thing, the last kind of dream you have can be a nightmare.
Okay.
So it comes in a, that's why you wake up and you're like, have
and
all this imagery. Yeah, so your nightmares feel especially vivid because it's usually the last segment of your dream cycle. But anyway, they say a lot of our nightmares come from, we call them threat rehearsals. So anything you feel threatened in your waking life, you'll sometimes have a nightmare about that. Maybe there's just some confrontation, or if you have a highly stressful life day to day, you'll have a lot of nightmares because it's a threat rehearsal. So you're working it out in your dream, right?
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
But then again, fever, bad health, and poor diet and eating right before bed can lead to nightmares as well.
All right.
I got to stop eating.
Yeah, basically taking two pain pills instead of one.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I had the drugs. Most vivid nightmares of my life.
Drugs when you're
medication.
Sick and taking medicine. Yes, a lot of those things. But, you know, just eating really poorly and eating right before bedtime. Sometimes kids do that, and they say if kids sleep in a room that's too warm, that can give them nightmares too.
Oh, that might be Chloe's problem.
So let's talk about some of the most common nightmares. I get this one every day. Someone sends me a dream about their teeth falling out, and we've discussed it before, but very quickly, it could have something to do with your fear of how others perceive you or how you look, because of course we're very vain, you know, so if your teeth are falling out, you're worried about your appearance in everyday life. And they say it can have a lot to do with power, if you feel a loss of power in your day-to-day life, because teeth give you the power to eat. So there's that. Being chased is another very common nightmare. You will just wake up, someone's chasing you, you don't know why, it doesn't make sense. They say that has something to do with the goal you're pursuing in real life. That's what's crazy, is that these dreams can be terrifying, but it really just has to do with a very simple day-to-day activity, like you're trying to pursue. Maybe it's a change in career. Maybe it's a relationship, whatever it is. You'll have a dream that you're being chased, and maybe you feel frustrated about your lack of progress towards that goal. Falling. You know that dream where you feel like you just fell asleep and you're falling, you wake up and you jolt out of bed?
Yeah.
That actually is a little more physical. It can have to do with your nervous system. So that's just your nervous system shutting down for the night. It needs to rest. And so that's just much more scientific that your body's actually physically shutting down to rest and your muscles start to relax. And your body, if you fall asleep right at that time that your body's relaxing, your body views it as a falling sensation. Isn't that strange?
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it's really just your actual physical self going to rest.
I hate when that happens.
Naked.
Yeah.
You dream that you're somewhere in public, you're naked, you're terrified because you don't have clothes. Deep-seated insecurities are coming out in your nightmare. You feel vulnerable. In some group you're involved with in real life, maybe with your own group of friends or family, or you have just an overall sense of anxiety about how someone or a group of people are viewing you.
Okay.
So your vulnerability is coming out in your dream. Drowning. I told you water dreams or water nightmares have everything to do with your very personal life emotions. So water usually is about emotions. So if you're dreaming that you're drowning, this is repressed emotions. You're being overcome and drowning in your own emotions that you haven't dealt with.
I wonder if we hold our breath while we're dreaming that, if we're breathing in real life.
But, you know, again, you wake up and you really felt like you were drowning, right? And then death. So I've been getting a lot of these recently, and I don't even think it's just the time of year. A lot of people dream about death all the time, and sometimes it's scary, and sometimes you don't feel scared. So, you know, I always say ask yourself how the dream made you feel. Was the death kind of like, okay, it wasn't a bad death, or you wake up before you died? Nightmares about death have a lot to do with a phase in your life coming to an end. I tell a lot of people if they've tried to quit a bad habit, like whether it's diet or smoking or a drug addiction, they'll dream a lot about themselves dying. Sometimes you dream about someone you love dying over and over again. And that can be, you know, the end of a relationship or, you know, that you sometimes parents will dream about their kids dying or have nightmares, which are terrifying. But they say that's because you feel, you know, very overprotective or you feel kind of a lack of closeness that maybe you once had. Maybe your child's growing up. And so you dream that they're dying because you just miss that closeness. So it really doesn't have anything to do with a horrible death. It just is all about your kind of personal connection.
Your emotions.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are some of the most common nightmares people have.
Well, we have one here from a Kid Nation member involving the spouse of someone here in our staff.
A nightmare.
And it says, hey, Jenna, I was just listening to Love Letters to Kelly half asleep, and when I fell back to sleep, I had a dream Alan and I were looking through my panty drawer.
What?
Yeah, and he was calling me cute, and then I just kissed him. Even though in my dream I knew he was married, I knew it was wrong, but I thought to myself, hey, it's just a dream. I can do it. Does this mean anything?
Hey, train in the house.
I remember in my dream thinking I didn't want to do anything, but at the same time, I did it.
Abracabooyah.
So you knew it was wrong, but you still go ahead and do it. That's nightmare.
Because he's just so cute.
Right.
At first, I thought this dream was harmless, this nightmare for Kelly, because she's listening to our show and fell back asleep.
Right.
So a lot of times, if you're watching a television show, you will kind of continue that show in your dream, whatever's the last thing you were thinking about before you went to sleep sort of thing. So that explains that, right? Alan's presence and Love Letters to Kelly. However, I looked up dreaming the panty drawer bothered me.
Oh, what's that mean?
Why were they? Because panties are very personal.
Yes.
Reflect a lot of intimacy. Your style of panty.
Uh-huh.
So I had to look up dreams that had lingerie in them. And lingerie, dreaming about lingerie represents enticement. You're enticing a person or situation towards a goal you may have, and it reflects sexual desires you feel for someone.
That's her goal.
Or your attempts to initiate intimacy with someone.
Mm.
Yeah. So maybe she's just struggling in her intimate life.
In love
life. She follows my husband on Instagram and sees him putting my panties on his head all the time.
Or the Speedo picture she posted.
That's hilarious. That's how he got me to stop asking him to help me with laundry. Every time he folds it, he puts my panties on his head.
Thank you,
Alan.
Steal
that move, Alan. That's a good move.
Brilliant.
Uh-huh. I'm going to just be a goofball every time you ask me to do something.
Brilliant.
All right, if you want to find out what your dreams mean, make sure you text us at 800-543-3548. That's where Jenna finds them, and then we read them on air and figure out what's going on with your psyche.
We'll resume regular dreaming next week.
All right.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
And don't be the car that drives from house to house. Make the kids earn it. Get them tired.
Right.
They're going to be high on sugar all night long. You got to get them walking. You got to get them tired. But I see these parents get in the car every single house, drive one house down, get out, get back in the car, drive one house. That's not going to help you tonight.
That's true. That's true.
And we did get some teachers that sent us text messages and said, hey, can you please let parents know not to put candy in the kids' lunches tomorrow because it's getting cold and we can't let them play outside, so thanks.
And gum.
You always do a little, you know, a piece or two.
Basically, the teachers don't want to go crazy tomorrow.
Oh, it's just a piece or two.
And gum is probably not the best Halloween treat because they're going to spit it out at some point.
Sure. Yeah.
And don't be the house giving away, like, toothbrushes and, you know, the little small appliance.
I saw some lady talk about giving away kale.
Little bags of kale.
Did you see that?
Trick.
The bag of kale?
That's the trick.
No. She said she wanted to be healthy for
I'd be afraid kids would retaliate by, you know, egging your house or something.
Toilet paper.
In fact, we might have to do some Halloween don'ts coming up here in a couple minutes.
All right.
But that's true. Yeah. It would be trick or treat in the... No one does that.
Right.
With a prank.
Yeah.
Candy or good candy.
You give them the candy so you don't get tricked.
Right.
That's the deal,
I wonder if
right?
anyone's just buying those gross jelly beans.
You give me all the ones we
the ones
play
that
the
taste
game
like
with.
Trash.
Yeah. Those would be good.
Yeah. Hey, I'm full-size candy bar over here.
Yeah.
There you are.
Kelly brings it.
Full-size Kelly.
Yeah, she's not giving away that kale stuff.
That's right.
Oh, I'd be so mad if I got kale in my kid's bag. Because I'm the one that gets some of it.
Can I go to someone else's house?
Sure.
Tonight? That I know they get a lot of kids?
It's fun.
Oh, no, I know. I want to.
It's fun. You know what you could do, like, for somebody that has little kids like JC and Kenzie, because they both want to go out with their kids, you go to sit at their house and give out the candy.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
nice. I had a friend that used to do that for her friends that had, because she was childless, and she's like, I love giving out candy. And
yeah.
It helps them out because they can both go.
But if you want to send in your Halloween don'ts right now, you can text it at 800-543-3548, by the way. You can start getting those in.
Bam.
We could help out some people. Tequila, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing awesome. What you got going on today?
Just dropped kids off school, headed back home to work.
All right. What do you do for work?
I am a coder. I work for a local hospital.
All right. Oh, a coder.
You said your name was Tequila? Is that what?
Tequila.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tequila, Al.
I was like, that'd be a cool name.
Tequila with the J.
All right.
I used to know a girl named Tequila.
Yeah.
That's actually a cool name right there.
What was that kid's name you just saw in the paper?
The coldest. The coldest. He just committed to LSU, and he's like a really good wide receiver.
The coldest. People actually name their child.
His mama said she named him the coldest because she knew he was going to be the athlete in the family. That's what he says.
The cold.
And there was a rumor going around that. There was a rumor because a lot of people were saying his middle name was Tava Do It.
And you bought it, though.
I did buy it, and then I looked at the interview with the coldest.
People right there.
Yeah, I saw the interview with him, and he's like, my name is the coldest, but the other one's not my middle name. Yeah,
the coldest Croft.
But all right. Cool.
All right, Tequila.
Back to you, though. What are you dressing up as for Halloween?
Well, we're getting snow here, so we may be indoors.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I
forgot.
Thanks for
kids. Woke up to snow this morning.
Man. Where you at?
Illinois.
All right, then.
Well, I hope maybe it clears up just a little bit so you can have the kids going out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, well, let's try to win you some money. Then you can buy yourself candy. You don't have to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, and you can afford to give out full-size candy bars like me.
You sure could.
Or just turn my light off and keep them for myself.
There you go.
Plan.
I like how you think. Tequila. All right, Jaquila, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Trick.
Password.
Accepted. Uh-huh. There it is. That's the password right there. Now, Jaquila, all you got to do is hook us up with which vault you would like to go in.
Vault number 5, please.
Vault number 5. Jenna, please let her know how we play the game.
Okay, Jaquila, you're going to be in that vault, and the banker is about to start shouting out some increasing dollar amounts. No idea when his mood's going to change and that door is going to shut. So you just have to shout, stop, when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. And it could be 1,000, 2,000, or 5,000. But if you hear any number that ends in 1,000, that will be the highest number. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, Jaquila.
You got the rules. Now let's get you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme.
50. 110. 120. 340. 420. 570. 680. 720. 740. 750.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
$50.
All right.
Oh, Al. Al had a prediction. We're about to find out if it's right.
Yeah, we will have that. I mean, I was with you. I was thinking about stopping right around 720 right there. But you pulled out $750. What are you going to buy yourself, Jaquila?
Something nice. I'm not sure yet.
All right.
Yeah. George,
all right.
Spoil yourself a little bit.
It's nice when you just come up on some money. You don't know what to do with it yet, which is really cool. For fun, though, let's see how high it would have gone.
Hitting me.
Dang.
Oh, my God.
You are
awesome.
Smarter than me.
I thought that was all the way.
I had a vibe on it.
Oh, wow.
Man, that's three in a row that have hit it right before the vault door shut.
Milliseconds from the door closing on them. Jaquila, you played it right. Well done. $750 out of the possible $750.
Nice job, Jaquila.
That's how we play right there.
Happy Halloween. Trick or treat, baby.
All right, and we hope that snow goes away a little bit for you guys so you don't stay indoors. On Halloween, you want the kids to get out there and have fun. Hang on for us, Jaquila. We'll get you all set up. Hey, we got another chance for you to play tomorrow morning, 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we hook you up with those passwords so you could play. And we're starting to get some Halloween don'ts coming in.
Okay, what we got?
One of them, I agree with this one. It says, please don't turn away the teenagers that come to your house. At least they're doing something nice instead of causing trouble. Hook them up with a couple pieces of candy. Because a lot of people do tell the teenagers to keep it moving.
Yeah, no. You have to understand, when they come really late at night, like last year I turned off my light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was done. And then my doorbell rings and knocks and it's one teenage boy standing there. You have to be kind of respectful of the homeowners too at that point.
Yeah.
Another one says, hey, guys, if the porch light is off, keep walking. Don't knock or ring just because you see lights inside. That means we ran out of candy or we don't celebrate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's do some Halloween don'ts. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Hey, we have some scary good contestants today with Beat the Bank Extreme.
I'm telling you.
They pulled that money out last second before the door closed. Don't forget, another chance tomorrow morning. And speaking of Halloween, we got into the topic of Halloween don'ts on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We have gotten some do's as well because we need some do's.
Sure.
We need some advice sometimes. Like Jennifer sent us a text and it says, hey, can you guys make the suggestion for families to go visit senior living centers before going trick-or-treating? Some places get all decorated and have candy, but very few visitors. It would bring a smile to their faces.
Oh, that's very, very nice.
You know what? I have one so close to my
house. Why don't y'all go?
I'm going to take my kids because I definitely forget that they get excited.
What if they don't have any candy?
All right. Maybe I'll call before we head out there with the kids.
That's a great idea.
They can give candy.
Yeah, exactly, Kelly.
Just little tiny, like, Hershey's Kisses or something.
They just want to be a part of the holiday with us. Well, that's a really good one. That's a do. I got a don't here from Jackson on text. Hey, guys. Don't walk up and grab the booty of that fine little devil you thought was your girlfriend. Could be some other girl and her boyfriend might not like it. Yeah. I got in triple trouble for that. My girl was mad. Random girl was mad. Her man was mad. My bad.
Got it.
Halloween don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely. You got to make sure. I've almost done that accident.
What do you think about the repeat tricksters? They make the round again down the block.
That's a don't.
I was like, I just saw you.
Yeah, right. you can't be doing it.
I came here.
I used to do that. I used to hit up the house I had king size twice.
Yep.
Did you change?
Yeah, switch costumes with my friends. Yep.
See, I'm cool.
Oh, well, that's fine because you put effort in.
If you put effort and I can't tell it's you and you tricked me, then shame on me.
Don't just hop out of the car again.
Yeah.
No.
What's going on, Cassie?
Hey.
All
right, so what's your Halloween don't?
My Halloween don't is actually something that I did when I was a teenager. When me and my husband were teenagers, we hid behind the bushes and we scared people with chainsaws.
Wow.
But what we didn't know was there was a lady with a baby in a stroller trick-or-treating.
Ooh.
And she left her baby in the stroller and ran down the street.
Now you know how.
It was terrible.
It's every woman for herself.
Sorry, baby.
It really was.
Leaving you a treat. Yeah.
Surely they won't harm the baby. It's a baby, right?
Right.
No, but I think we just need to gaze the trick-or-treaters a little better.
Yeah, there you go. So don't scare. Don't hide. It is kind of fun, though.
Well, at least don't use a chainsaw.
Yeah, make sure it's not a lady with a baby. Yeah, you can take the chain off.
I know.
By the way, I haven't done my scaring today.
Yeah, the day of week. Today of all days.
What do you mean week?
Yeah.
Because I'm waiting until you least expect it.
Yeah. I got out of my car this morning with caution.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about staying in the parking lot, but I had to get my food down here for the potluck. What's going on, Helen?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, what's
up? You're going to hook us up with a Halloween don't. What is it?
I actually have two. I have two sons, and we had issues with this last year. My first son, he has to dig around in the bowl, and people would get so annoyed with him. But he has a nut allergy. So he's digging because he's trying to find something without nuts in it.
Aww.
And, he does not have fun this time of year. And my other son, he is nonverbal autistic. And he can't say trick or treat, and he can't say please, and he can't say thank you. And, like, I get, like, people wanting the kids to have manners and everything, but not all kids can, say those things, you know.
You know what, Helen? I know you're the one that got on the show, but we had a lot of people actually call us and tell us that. There are a lot of nonverbal kids out there that are not going to be able to say the things that you expect them to say during Halloween, the please, the thank you, the trick-or-treat.
Right.
So keep that in consideration.
Well, this is what I got on my Nextdoor Neighbor app, is the symbol for that, they're trying to make it, is purple pumpkins. So if you have a kid that comes to you with a purple pumpkin, that's a child who has issues with communicating.
That's a good idea.
And not everybody's caught on yet. See, all of this is news to you.
Now we know.
Right.
But if more and more people do it, maybe eventually that will become the symbol of my kids probably, because we're going to, because some people sit there and say, come on, you
I'm
have
not
to say
giving
trick
you
or
candy.
Treat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you think you're being cute, but it's stressful.
And you put the parents in a weird situation.
Right.
And also, White Cheddar was telling me that if a kid has a blue bag as well, that's
blue?
A sign. Blue and purple pumpkin.
And
so there you go.
I don't know. What's their official one?
I'm not sure.
We
but
bought
we'll
a blue
out.
Bucket.
Blue. Okay.
There you go. Blue.
So blue.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. We bought a blue bucket for pairing.
Well, maybe it was blue and I was wrong about the color. Maybe it's blue and I was giving you wrong information.
Blueish.
Blue is what Cheddar
found.
That's
what I said about purple then. I apologize.
And Helen, you have fun out there with your kiddos today. Thank you for giving us that tidbit right there.
Awesome.
Because we all need to hear that.
Yep.
They're going to be out tonight.
For sure.
Got to be nice to everybody. A Halloween do. Hey, make sure you hand out some beer to the adults.
Absolutely.
When trick-or-treating, parents have to walk just as much.
It's a little treat for us, too.
My boy, Ghetto D. it's your neighbor,
it
you know?
Yeah. Giving it
How
away.
Do you feel about grown adults who take their six-month-old baby out to get candy? And you know
that's a candy grab.
You know, I get it's cute to take your baby around to the in-laws and to your neighbors. But when strangers are coming to my door with their baby and they've got an overflowing bucket of candy.
They ain't even got teeth yet. You asking for all this candy. I see what you're doing, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's take one more here from Cooper. What's up, Cooper?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great, buddy. What's your Halloween don't?
Well, unless your office that you just recently started working at says otherwise, do not go dressed in a costume.
Why?
You might be embarrassed.
Well... I went in dressed as Pennywise, and I'm talking the full getup.
Yeah.
And, well, I scared my boss's wife almost half to death, and now I'm driving back to work after going home. And
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.